What is the way to the other world? How do we get there? Often the other world is described as a landscape separated from our physical world by a threshold. Hades is across the River Styx, the Isle of Apples is across the sea to the west, heaven is beyond the pearly gates, Asgard is across the Rainbow Bridge. Mythology is like poetry. It is not literal, and it requires us to dig a little to interpret and to shift our perspective in order to find meaning. And like poetry, there can be many meanings. With regards to the other world, mythology gives us a clue. There is a threshold through which or over which we must pass. There's a lot of ways to interpret this, but since this is simple spirit work, we'll start with a simple interpretation and see where it leads us. What if the threshold we must cross to access the other world is the threshold between our ordinary, waking, focused, stressed out, distracted, overoccupied consciousness and our subconscious, our below conscious, our non-ordinary, dreaming, deep consciousness? Our subconscious has its say when we sleep and dream, and dreams are certainly spiritual and can be worked as part of spirit work. But the skill the spirit worker wishes to hone is the ability to dream while awake. We want to access the ability to perceive our deeper imaginings as well as the deeper still emanations of the other world beyond our spirit. In Module 5 of this course, Intro to Simple Spirit Work, we'll talk about our spiritual senses and learn how they detect and translate those emanations. But for today, we'll keep it simple and we'll just say, access to deeper consciousness is the way to the other world. So deeper consciousness is the key to the other world, but what's the key to accessing the deeper states of non-ordinary consciousness? We might read up on magic phrases or sigils or ancient rituals that claim to unlock the door, and some of them surely work. Those priestly and occult things weren't ever how ordinary folks accessed the other world. And ordinary folks did. Simple folks access the other world through trance. Trance is an altered state of consciousness, a non-ordinary state in which our normal, rational, critical consciousness is shifted or even disabled. Critical in this case means critical thinking, as in the ability to question, to be rational. This non-ordinary state of consciousness can bring forth creative power, insight, heightened emotional states, euphoria, and can cause visions, both internal and hallucinatory, meaning we perceive them as if they were happening outside of us. In simple spirit work, we learn the power of repetition as key to creating trance. Chanting mantra, listening to a repetitive drum beat, sex, walking in meditation. In traditional spirit work, methods of physical shock, awe, pain, and discomfort are also used to create trance. Techniques include fasting, tattooing, and exposure to extreme heat or cold, among other things. So how was it that our ordinary ancestors accessed the other world so easily, so it was part of their everyday life? Repetition was readily available. Farmers had backbreaking labor, planting seeds from sunrise to well past sunset. Pain and discomfort were available. Fasting in the woods because you can't go home without a successful hunt to feed your family. And neither the hunter nor the farmer, while set to his work, would have the option of soothing himself with radio or with TV. There were no little white earbuds or other adult pacifiers. In modern times, we still perform repetitive trance-inducing tasks. We trance every day in small ways. Ever get in the car to go to the store but end up turning as if to go to work? You zone out while watching TV or when you're in a long meeting at the office? Ever get so engrossed in a good book that when someone tries to get your attention, you don't even notice them? But these trances are already full. They're filled to capacity with stories and words. There's no room for the quiet voice of the ancestors or the visions of the Fae. We've tuned out the other world. We've filled our trances. If we're determined to tune back in, we might sit on a cushion and stare at a candle, hoping a trance will happen. But glassy-eyed staring is a consequence of trance, not a cause of trance. For the cause of trance to begin, look to repetition. And for trance to open the ways to the other world, that repetition should occur at a threshold, as the mythology said. Repeating the name of a spirit while relaxed and half asleep, yet awake, that's a threshold. Singing a repetitive song while exhausted, physical exertion, but not collapsed, that's a threshold. Listening to the drum while nearly overheated in the sweat lodge or sauna, but not sick. Physically rocking back and forth while watching the ocean waves roll in with eyes neither open and focused nor closed. What is repeated and at which threshold determines which door opens. But remember, trance can disable normal critical thinking and cause states of euphoria and ecstasy. It is a powerful tool that can be healing or poisonous, depending on how it is used or abused. Trance can be addictive and should always be taught and explored with care. In simple spirit work, we enter trance purposefully, and when we're done, we leave it completely. We want to restore our equilibrium, our focus, and our ability to think critically when we're not in sacred space, in ritual, or performing spirit work. The other world is dangerous in its beauty. People get lost there, floating on the threshold, never quite able to resync with the surface world and its surface time. Are you always running late? If we journey to the other world, we have to carry with us a love for the life we have in this amazing surface world. We have to have the desire to return to it. Someone with a strong impulse to escape reality will be at risk studying trance techniques. At the same time, someone with a strong impulse to escape reality may already be floating in a few perpetual trances, and it's only with purposeful study that they'll discover the tools needed to return fully to life. So naturally, our next module will be understanding trance. But first, let's recap understanding the other world.